He made it.
LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 246. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Thank you for joining me today. Our reading is Proverbs 22 today, and then I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, how we love you, and thank you for your goodness, for your faithfulness, for your mercy. I pray, God, that as we read today, that your Holy Spirit would touch our hearts. Help us, Lord, to learn from these Proverbs. Help us, Lord, to apply them to our lives. Help us, Lord, to live lives of wisdom. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's get started. Proverbs chapter 22. You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold. The Lord made rich people and poor people. That's what they have in common. Wise people see danger and go to a safe place, but childish people keep going and suffer for it. Have respect for the Lord and don't be proud. That will bring you wealth and honor and life. Thorns and traps lie in the paths of evil people, but those who guard themselves stay far away from them. Train a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not turn away from it. Rich people rule over those who are poor. Borrowers are slaves to lenders. Anyone who plants evil gathers a harvest of trouble. His power to beat others down will be destroyed. Anyone who gives freely will be blessed. That's because he shares his food with those who are poor. If you drive away those who make fun of others, fighting also goes away. Arguing and unkind words will stop. Have a pure and loving heart and speak kindly. Then you will be a friend of the king. The eyes of the Lord keep watch over knowledge, but he does away with the words of those who aren't faithful. People who don't want to work say, "There's a lion outside," or they say, "I'll be murdered if I go out into the streets." The mouth of a woman who commits adultery is like a deep pit. Any man the Lord is angry with will fall into it. A child is going to do foolish things, but correcting him will drive his foolishness far away from him. One person may beat poor people down in order to get rich. Another person may give gifts to rich people. Both of them will become poor. Pay attention and listen to the sayings of those who are wise. Apply your heart to the sayings I teach. It is pleasing when you keep them in your heart. Have all of them ready on your lips. You are the one I am teaching today. I want you to trust in the Lord. I have written 30 sayings for you. They will give you knowledge and good advice. I am teaching you words that are completely true. Then you can give the right answers to the one who sent you. 1. Don't take advantage of poor people just because they're poor. Don't beat down those who are in need by taking them to court. The Lord will stand up for them in court. He will take back the stolen goods from those who have robbed them. 2. Don't be a friend with anyone who burns with anger. Don't go around with a person who gets angry easily. You might learn his habits, and then you will be trapped by them. 3. Don't agree to pay for what someone else owes. Don't put money up for him. If you don't have the money to pay, your bed will be taken right out from under you. 4. Don't move old boundary stones that your people set up long ago. 5. Do you see a man who does good work? He will serve kings. He won't serve ordinary people. My wife, the lovely Lady Leanne, doesn't like it when I broach this subject, but Proverbs 22 verse 1 brought it to mind, so I must. Here's that verse again, by the way. You should want a good name more than you want great riches. To be highly respected is better than having silver or gold. I'm at the age where I sometimes think about how I'll be remembered when I'm no longer around. At 66 years old, I think I've eased out of middle age, wouldn't you agree? As a matter of fact, at this point, I've lived longer than my biological father did, and three of his four brothers. The paternal side of my family didn't live long lives. My mother's side of the family mostly lived into their 80s and 90s, so really it's anybody's guess what the chances are that I'll live to be an old man. I tease about being old now, but 66 isn't really considered to be old like it was in past generations, is it? But I do think about how I'll be remembered. One thing is sure, I have no interest at all in being remembered for how wealthy or poor I was. I've never lived my life to see how much wealth I could acquire. Sure, I tried to provide as comfortable a life as I could for the lovely Lady Leanne and my kids, but I never made it a goal to see how large I could grow my business or bank account. I had a childhood friend who I was very close to, even into our 20s. We were both Christians and grew up in middle-class families. We played sports together at our high school and generally had the same values. Around the age of about 30, we began to grow apart, mostly because our lives just got busy with family and trying to earn livings for ourselves. But then this friend of mine got into a business that eventually made him a multimillionaire before he was 40. It's a good business, and he's well respected in his industry as far as I know, and he travels the world and has all the trappings of success. Except it doesn't appear that he has a relationship with the Lord. Again, I'm no longer close to him, but I see him occasionally, and obviously I can't know what's in his heart, but I can't say that there's any observable evidence that Jesus has a place in his life. Sure, when he's gone, people will know that he had great wealth, and from that perspective, his life will have been a success. When we were in our 20s, I remember having conversations about gaining wealth, and that was one of his top goals. So he made it. But when people remember me, I want to be remembered as a godly man. I want my kids and my grandkids to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I loved God and that I lived my life for Him. Of course, they'll remember that I was far from perfect. But I hope they'll know that despite my flaws, I was 100% in love with my Lord. I hope that I have many more years to build memories with them that they'll be able to look back on when I'm gone that will cause them to say, yes, he was a good man, an honest man, a fair man, a man of integrity, and above all, he was a godly man. That matters far more to me than leaving a big inheritance. I would much rather leave a legacy of living for the Lord than how to become wealthy. And as I've shared with you before, my ultimate goal is to hear Jesus say to me, well done, good and faithful servant. What about you? Do you think about these kinds of things? How do you want to be remembered? Does wealth motivate you? Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tell me your thoughts. To find out what Bible translations I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 246, or just check that podcast app. Have you told a friend about the show? Help them to get into the Bible on a daily basis. Show them how to subscribe if they need help. The easiest way to subscribe is to search Steve Webb in any podcast app. This show will probably be at the top of the list. Our reading tomorrow will be the book of Joel. Yep, we'll read the whole book. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being with me today. Bye.